direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We've got about 25 minutes to spend together, and I hope you'll get to your phone quickly. 888-876-5593. 888-ROLLYE. As usual, plenty on my mind, but I defer to you, and since it is such a short show, without further ado, we'll welcome Nick from Baltimore, who called the other night when my DA just went south. But we're all together now and hearing each other, and Nick, welcome back to WGN.
Good morning, Wally. Yeah. Yeah. I just wanted to get in here real quick, because I found a new website. Actually, a friend of mine told me about it.
Uh-huh.
Aircheck Radio.
Uh-huh.
And they play old top 40 air checks. They have a rotation of them. They run different ones every week. And I sent you
the
link to it. I sent you an email and I sent the audio URL.
Yeah. Yep, aircheckradio.us if you're on your computer, but you also were kind enough to send a link for people using Wi-Fi radio, and I will I'll put that up on Raleigh.net. That's terrific. And it's unscoped air check 70s and 80s, so kind of out of my interest, but there are still a number of interesting things on it.
Yeah. A friend of mine told me about it, and it's on the on the talking devices, but I got it listed on the internet radio thing. So
yeah, but it's neat. It's 24 hours a day, and then they just stream what they want. And so if you're looking for something in the background that might interest you, you never know. You'll hear the Grease Man or Lee Baby Sims or Larry Lujack, for that matter. So
yeah,
it's
pretty wild.
Yeah, it is. It is, absolutely. And I saw on their lineup they have the old albums, the bootleg top 40 albums that used to be around in the early to mid 70s that had a ton of stations. So they have at least one of those on there, and that's neat. And not only the usual suspects, but who could forget Bruce Vidal? Well, a lot of people, actually. He's no longer with us, and you can hear him on Kiss FM or Bud Ballou on VBF in Framingham. Interesting choices.
Yeah, that goes way back, doesn't it?
Well, not as far as you'd think. 72, that was Fairbanks had bought them by then. And, I'm pretty sure they had anyway. And
I think 72, that was my era when I was in high school, though.
Yeah, but they've got an Alan Freed from 1954. And it's always interesting to listen to those Alan Freed air checks because, of course, back then, disc jockeys were less about their own personalities than they were about the music they played because they got to pick them. And so you have a guy, when you listen to Alan Freed, if you've never heard him before, you say to yourself, this guy's plumb awful. But then you realize that, wait a minute, he was the one exposing the music that you weren't finding anywhere else. And that's why he was absolutely beloved. And, unlike the Dick Clarks of the world, Alan liked the music. Now, granted, there was a lot in it for him financially. He wasn't embarrassed about wanting a piece of publishing or a piece of songwriting. But from what I knew of Alan Freed, even though he absolutely was mercenarial in that way, he never, ever played anything he absolutely didn't like. He understood that if he started playing things that would turn his audience off, that was the end of him.
Right.
So, all the stuff was stuff that, legitimately he liked. So, yeah.
It was true to the music and true to the audience.
Yes, absolutely. And, my gosh, it was, I saw a thing last week because American Hot Wax was debuted on St. Patrick's Day in 1978, and it was interesting because it was a lot more true to life than not. Though I remember so well when that debuted in Indianapolis, Chuck Riley and I emceed it, and I got back on the air and I said, I have just seen the best comedy, and Chuck called me and said, Raleigh, it wasn't supposed to be funny. I said, well, it was hilarious, and so
yeah,
but
I saw it in the movies myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that so well. Yeah, St. Patrick's Day, 1978. Hard to believe, going on 50 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that movie was made so much better because of Kenny Vance's involvement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all the music, pretty much. Yep. So, good stuff.
Well, I'll let somebody else get in here.
Oh, probably nobody will. Come on, we've got 20 minutes to go. It's going to be 1 a.m. You got to be kidding me. But it is always good to hear from you, and you're sounding good. You feeling okay?
Mom, I'm feeling great.
All right.
It was a really good day.
Excellent. Well, that's the best news of all. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
All right. You're very welcome. Thanks.
All right. So, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Only get a chance to play one bumper tonight, and it'll be one of your requests. And I don't know, I had said that I would play the R&B version of Because of You, which was number one for 7 weeks, but actually was an instrumental. That's right, Tab Smith. So maybe that will be it. So other things going on. Archie Bell back on our prayer list. You know, he had a stroke in 2021, and he's been in a nursing home ever since. And bottom line is he hasn't been doing that well of late. He's still with us, and he's still saying keep the music alive, and God love him. But I've got an address here, and I'll put it on Raleigh.net, a post office box, if you want to send him a card, because I'm sure he would appreciate that. So next week we'll hear from Marianne about her cataract surgery. That's not true. That's not true. Hers is not till May 16th. It was Karen in Chicago who had the skin cancer surgery today. So we'll find out about that. Got a full moon coming up Monday morning, 2 a.m. Central, and that's a lunar eclipse. And then of course, they come in pairs. The next one will be a solar eclipse during the new moon. And what's interesting about that is you're already having states that are giving you warnings. Unlike the warnings when it is a lunar eclipse, and they say, don't look directly at the sun. No, this one is actually from Texas and Oklahoma and a few other states. Stock up on food. So what the heck? So we can go over that as well. But yeah, Illinois right in the path of the solar eclipse. It's April 8th. And the sun will be entirely blocked out in the early afternoon, and the path of totality starts in Mexico, but then is a diagonal across Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, New York, Pennsylvania, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, before heading out into the Maritime provinces. So it's expected to draw crowds from around the nation as people head to the path of totality. But I found it interesting because usually you see the safety resources and the enormous strain it might have on hospitals. But this time I'm seeing four states that are saying, stock up on groceries. And Texas actually issued a slew of warnings. Stock up on groceries and fill your gas tank. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, we better go back and see what happens on this eclipse. And I'm not 100% sure, other than I think a lot of people might travel to get a better view of it or something like that. But we also have Mercury going retrograde April 21st, but I believe we've already hit the shadow, the retrograde shadow. So maybe we'll talk about that too. But we got about 10 minutes to spend together, and I hope you'll join me. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. Thank you. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and I promised, that's the instrumental version, Tab Smith, and a Barb in Yorkville. We played Tony Bennett for her last night, but this was number one for 7 weeks on the R&B charts, and Tab Smith probably never got his just due, probably remembered more for Because of You than anything else, or maybe Pretend, and they hit the pop charts, too. But he's born at a little after the turn of the last century, so like 1909, and he was an R&B alto saxophonist, but he was in a number of big bands early on, and Lucky Millinder, and Count Basie, and all that kind of stuff, and Coleman Hawkins, and United. But he recorded for United, Chicago label, of course, and that was, as you know, Leonard Allen and Lou Simpkins here in Chicago. In 1951, he was, on top of the charts with United, but sadly, United closed in 1957, and that pretty much was the end of his career. It shouldn't have been, but music-wise, in terms of recorded music, it was. He was playing with Earl Bostic, who had recorded for King, which for a while Tab Smith was on King, and in fact, when United closed, he went over to Checker for a while. But as I say, he never really recovered from that United Records closure. And so he was in St. Louis. He got a gig selling real estate and was playing piano part-time in a steakhouse and died in St. Louis. He was 62 years old in 1971. So that was Tab Smith. All right. Yeah, who remembers him? Well, now you do. So we've got James on the South Side with his 4,832 stories. Hello, James. How's it going?
I'm fine. How are you?
Can't complain.
I said I better call because at this time of hour, most people have probably already gone to sleep.
Well, depending on how much they like the Blackhawks, yes, that's possible. Now, one of the stories you sent, I kind of laughed because it's, did you realize this food ingredient is made from bugs? And we're talking about the food coloring carmine, and it is. It's made from beetles. It's a bright red color. But I got to tell you, I think that's a lot healthier than red dye number 40. I'm not sure that's a bad thing.
True. I mean, okay, when you consider that, red dye for is like, okay, it's considered, a carcinogen by the European Union, I think, or something like that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that does let you basically break pause to consider.
Yes. Yeah, so...
Then you got, let's not forget Ozempic baby. People have gotten pregnant while on Ozempic.
Well, I don't think, as far as that goes, I didn't think it was ever known to be birth control.
I didn't think so either, unless if it is enhancing their fertility, then we might have, there might be, can you imagine what will happen then? You might have a competition between the people who wanted to between fertility things and diet.
Well, maybe, or maybe they've lost enough weight that they're looking better and getting more dates. I don't know. There's many ways to look at that. And, of course, most likely it's coincidental. And people who say there are no coincidences, well, I think if you try to connect the dots to all sorts of things, you can really get off course. But speaking of off course, I understand a star explosion will be visible in the night sky.
Yeah, they it will be interesting if you get the right especially if you're away from the city lights, really.
Well, that helps. Yes, dark skies are. But I read the entire article and I guess I missed it. Are they expecting it's just imminent because they mentioned the last time it happened was 1946, and the next time will be 80 years in the future. Well, exactly when will you see it now? They say it'll be around for a week. What week?
My when I tried to bring it up, it just kept skipping it. I was saying, no, this is just great. I mean, yeah, it seems to happen. At least I haven't completely got the hang of this phone. Occasionally, leaving my things, let's say, oh, it's gone. And then I have to try to retrieve it and then hope I can retrieve it.
Well, there is that. Now we have Bank of America that allegedly took $3.6 million from a customer, and they're refusing to return it. So apparently this was not a bank account and digital numbers. This was a safe deposit box belonging to a coin collector. And Bank of America opened the safe and took the coins. And so they had closed a branch in Garden City, New York, where the safe deposit was located. And his lawyers say Bank of America failed to let him know what was happening to his money, the collection worth about $3.6 million. And so apparently...
This they got $3.6 million reasons to actually get worried and busy with it.
Well, and, you know, this is almost a he said, she said, because, again, what proof do you have? It took him 3 years. It was a Canadian who had the safe deposit box. It took him 3 years to get to the States, and he arranged to meet a Bank of America employee to retrieve the contents of the box. And so he meets the Bank of America employee. They give him a UPS package that was already opened, and the package on the label indicated it weighed 8 pounds, but it only weighed 1 pound and 11 ounces. And nearly all the coins were gone. So B of A is stonewalling him as far as investigating the disappearance of the valuables.
Okay, you want to know something? Somebody there is basically knows something.
Well, of course.
And
right. The article.
Yeah, and it's a lot. And it's a let's look at it this way. Valuable coins, it will have a whole lot of reasons.
Well, sure. And B of A allegedly opened an investigation, and then they quickly closed it and didn't update this individual on the result of their findings. So he sued him. And we'll see where this goes. You know, I think, unfortunately, the burden of proof of him proving it was in the box is going to be hard. But, safe deposit boxes are not necessarily so safe. And the bank, especially if a branch closes, yes, your belongings will be relocated. Now, my experience is that they won't open the box. So the first question is, why did they open the box? Why didn't they just move it the way they have in many other cases, you know, closed as a group?
Okay, unfortunately, when it comes, as Gordon Gekko once had said most famously, greed is good.
Well, yeah, there is that.
And good for the person who's actually doing it. Not so good for those for whom the effects of that greed impact.
Absolutely. Now, we have a number of stories involving personal disputes. Cher's son, Elijah Blue, is demanding his mother be fined for attempting to obtain copies of his private medical records. And this is regarding his supposed drug use and all of that. I don't know what will happen with that, but I haven't gotten a chance to read it yet, and you sent it to me, so I'm hoping you've got the answer, because there is an interesting Royals update. Apparently, William's, alleged mistress has come forth saying what really happened. So what I want to know, what really happened?
Okay, that I tried to get a little bit on that, and that's another one that basically has so far said, well, it starts to come up, then it doesn't come all the way up. I'm like thinking, this is very, very strange.
Well, that sounds like, but it sounds like clickbait. How many ads did you have to see to get to that that point? So
And I'm like, if I think they are, I think they're kind of running Williams through the ringer. And also, here's the other thing. I would think that William would have enough on his plate with the interesting fact that his wife is kind of a step back a little bit because of health issues.
Well, this supposedly goes back many years, and of course it has no consequence whatsoever. It's the kind of thing that keeps the tabloids in business. It is true slime from the checkout line, but I live for this kind of gossip, so be on the lookout to find out what she really says.
Yeah, but I suspect that this, okay, really, I'm almost certain that if grandmother was still alive, that she would basically pretty much have Barbie grab both of them by the head, yeah, and both of her grandsons, and basically say to them, you know, why don't you both straighten up and fly right?
And on that note, you've ended the show. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Okay,
all right,
you take
appreciate
care.
It. All right, so there's some slime from the checkout line for you. And next week, Monday, there is a full show, full 3 hours of Monday Night Trivia. There's only a couple interruptions next week, and it's only an hour on Tuesday and Thursday. But other than that, it's full shows. Tomorrow night, you'll get an hour of Monday Night Trivia after the game. And so until Monday, next live show for Monday Night Trivia, that's a wrap. We thank Brett for keeping us on the air and John for screening your call. Notice singular. Actually, that was two. But I thank both of you for calling, and we will reconvene next week. Until then, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.